know, we used to call this segment On the Blog when we didn't have a totally rockin' website.
Or a good understanding of idioms.
Yesterday we changed the name to On the Site because, you know, we got one now and it's really great. You should go check it out. BBB web editor Laura Conway is here to tell us how things are going in that world. Hey, Laura.
Hey, how are you?
What's been the response?
Well, you know, I've launched a few redesigns, and I gotta say, I never really had a response like I had to this one, which is that people actually liked it.
Great.
Usually when you launch a new website, you launch it and then you duck because people want to know who moved their cheese and, you know, all the other things. And we launched this one and it was nearly universal that people liked it. People started joining our Twitter stream, which is featured prominently. We picked up 23 new people in our Facebook group, which is also featured on there. If you want to check that out, it's npr.org/BPPFacebook. You can actually
see. Are we
see
over 1,000 yet?
No, but if we keep going at that pace, we'll be over 1,000 next year, I would say.
We have over 1,000 Twitterers, right?
Yeah, we're over 1,000 Twitterers, and, you know, we're climbing toward 2,000.
Come on, 2000. Facebook people. Catch up to the Twitterers.
Step up.
Apparently, the only thing we're not better than, actually, you guys, is fried chicken. Dan Patron posted this tweet, said, what do you like better, our side or fried chicken? And pretty much everybody said fried chicken, including at Popeye's Chicken, who Twitters, apparently.
Well, you know, it's tough. That's a tough comparison.
Our site with biscuits, our site with gravy.
That's what we're talking about. Hey, look, now we're going to talk about homework for a second. Bryant Park Project Book Club, Neil Gaiman's Anansi Boys. That's what we're reading
right
now.
Sitting right on my bedstand every night. I look at it. Hello,
look,
Anansi
you mean you look
boys.
At the outside of it?
The outside.
You guys started
tonight's
it?
The night. I it's my pledge for the weekend.
Look, unlike Patricia's books on tape, that thing ain't going to read itself.
I have Patricia McKinney right here, our editor. She'd like a little word
is?
With you about That's, this book.
Yes. I am actually reading the book. I know Mike doesn't think it counts. I'm listening to the audiobook and it's really good. There's an amazing narrator. I think his name is Lenny Henry. And Laura, it's my chance to ask you. I think I might blog about him today because he's just a really, really good narrator.
I wish you would.
So anyway, this just to remind people of the story, it's about a character named Fat Charlie Nancy, and what happens at the beginning of the book is you get to know him a little bit. You find out he's terribly, terribly, terribly embarrassed by his father. And so I picked a little clip from the audiobook to illustrate that.
And at the head of the pack, in a smart check suit, wearing a fedora hat and lemon yellow gloves, came Fat Charlie's father. He played no instrument, but was doing a soft shoe shuffle along the polished linoleum of the hospital floor, lifting his hat to each of the medical staff in turn, shaking hands with anyone who got close enough to talk or to attempt to complain. Fat Charlie bit his lip and prayed to anyone who might be listening that the earth would open and swallow him up, or failing that he might suffer a brief, merciful, and entirely fatal heart attack. No such luck. He remained among the living. The brass band kept coming, his father kept dancing and shaking hands and smiling.
So you don't have to read that part.
That's a universal feeling, though, that feeling of utter humiliation when your parent does something.
But his father sounds really awesome and charming, so I have a feeling it's going to be one of those books where you take this kind of sad sack narrator and great things end up happening to him, I hope.
I have a total crush on that narrator, by the way.
I know, he's great.
Well, now I'm going to have to read the book with that guy's voice in my head.
I think that's okay.
I think that's a good thing.
I usually do it with Charles Durning's voice.
The whole book has this kind of Caribbean flavor to it, and this guy, I didn't have time to pick a really, really amazing clip where he does all the voices, but he does all these accents. He's really good.
Oh, cool.
So. The book club is going to meet Wednesday, June 4th, so we got to, you know, get cracking. We cannot let
Trisha beat
us to the end.
We need deadlines here. We need deadlines. So this is
Wednesday,
good. We've got one. Okay.
June 4th. This is your Memorial Day weekend pleasure homework.
Pleasure homework.
Neil Gaiman's Anansi Boys, Bryant Park Project Book Club.
Cool. Thanks, Laura.
Thank
Go
you.
To our new website, npr.org/Bryant Park. And you know what? That does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project, which is directed by Jacob Gans, edited by the woman to my left, Trish McKinney, technical director, Manoli Weatherall.
The staff includes Dan Pashman, Ian Chillog, Wynn Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Kenny, Nathan Duhl, Zena Barakat, and Jeannie Barron.
Laura Conway edits the blog. Our newscaster is Mark Garrison.
Our senior producer is Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer. I am Mike Pesca.
You are indeed, and
Thank
I
you.
Am Rachel Martin.
Two source confirmation,
and
you are.
And we are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Website, check it out. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.